What a joy to be here this weekend.
这个礼拜周末来到大家当中是几咁嘅喜乐。
I was blessed yesterday morning.
我昨天上午我又得到祝福。
I was blessed again yesterday afternoon when we had 40 people in a room for training.
昨天下午我再次得到祝福，我们有超过40人来到接受训练。
My heart was overjoyed this morning in the English service.
今早在英语堂，我的心仍然是咁喜乐。
And then you put the cherry on the very top.
现在你是在西饼上放那粒车厘子，就是你们了。Thank
you, choir.
多谢诗班。
You sing with fullness.
因为你用你们的丰富将这个诗歌来唱出来。
And from your heart.
由你们的心唱出来。Thank
you.
多谢你们。
I bring greetings this morning from the district office.
我由这个区会带来向大家作的问候，向你们问好。There
are 9 of us that serve in this district.
在我们的区会，我们有9个同工。We
serve 82 churches.
我们是为了82间教会来到服事。As
far as Fort Nelson up in the north.
一路北上到在 Fort Nelson.
Down in the Kootenays and Elkford.
落到南边在 Kootenay那边。
Which is a very tiny town.
是一个很小的城市。
And all the way to the island, we have 10 churches on the island.
另外，我们在温哥华岛，我们有10间的教会。
My role is the assistant DS.
我的角色，我是助理的区监督。
Pastoral wellness and church health.
是为了各个教会的成长和发展来到侍奉。
I'm also known as the guy who travels on the road a lot.
我是时时要在路上去周围去的人。
And I visit our churches throughout this province.
我亦都去省里面各个教会去做探访。
We have over 300 pastors that serve in our district.
我们的区会就超过300个牧者在这里服侍。
And it is a joy for us as the team to serve them.
这个给我们整个团队能够服侍他们是我们的喜乐。
A church name that I hear throughout this district.
在这个区会我们听到有些教会的名字。
Is Richmond Chinese Alliance Church.
就是列治文华人宣道会。
From 2002 until
2008,
I pastored at Chilliwack Alliance Church. About 15 years ago, we started a little church called Chilliwack Chinese Alliance Church. And I kept hearing this name. Richmond Chinese Alliance Church is sending people, is helping us, are encouraging us. Thank you.
多谢你们。
Chilliwack Chinese has a very special spot in my heart.
因为这个Chilliwack那个教会在我心里面有一个特别的地位。
As I was a part of the team that helped them come to life.
因为我是其中团队的一部分来到形成这个好事。
And you had great ministry, and thank you.
同埋你哋亦都係有付出咗好好嘅侍奉。
When I travel in the north,
当我去到北边嘅时候,
and a little town called Hazleton,
有一个小镇叫做 Hazleton,
and I meet with our alliance pastor Bart Metcalf.
我亦都同我哋嘅同工 Metcalf 嘅牧师,
and he ministers to the First Nations.
系佢同第一民族嚟到服侍。
I hear it's because of Richmond Chinese Alliance Church.
我听到因为有列治文华人宣道会,
that I can serve so faithfully in the north.
咁咧，佢话我可以好忠心咁喺北方嚟到服侍神。
Thank you.
多谢你哋。
For your ministry in the north.
多谢你哋关心北方面嘅宣教工作。
And then I travel to the south.
然后我去到南部。
And I go to a town called Trail.
我去到 Trail 呢个城市。
And one day when I was visiting there,
有一日我去嗰度探访,
I met a young couple.
我遇到一对年轻的夫妇。
Where are you from? I asked.
我问他们在哪里来的?
And they said to me,
他这样跟我说,
Richmond Chinese Alliance Church.
列治文华人宣道会。
Thank you.
多谢你们。
And I truly mean that from the bottom of my heart.
我衷心的多谢你们。
Pastor Simon asked, so what do you think of our church?
李牧师就问你觉得我们教会怎么样?
And with true honesty, I can say this.
我坦坦白白咁话俾你听,
this is a beautiful family.
呢個係一個非常美麗嘅家園。
Warm，
有温暖。
Friendly，
有友誼。
And I can tell that you love Jesus.
我可以話你哋係愛主嘅。
And you desire to serve Him.
因為咧，我哋係應該係服侍主。
Thank you, Richmond Chinese Alliance.
多謝列治文華人宣道會。
Amen. Amen. In October of 2018,
喺2018年嘅十月份。
The greatest lottery amount of money was, that was ever produced was won by a single person.
有史以来最高大额的奖金的得主是一个人独得。
$1.6 billion.
是160亿元。
One ticket.
一张一票独得。
To this day,
到今日为止,
that amount of money
那笔巨款,
is unclaimed.
仍然冇人去申請去攞。
Somebody in the south part of the U.S.
有一個喺美國南部嘅人
is extremely rich.
應該係非常非常之嘅富有噶啦。
And they don't know that.
但係佢唔知道。
Richness.
豐盛。
The Apostle Paul in this passage of Scripture that we read this morning.
我哋头先所读嘅使徒保罗嘅呢一段嘅经文
，and I want to read the rest of the chapter with you this morning。
一阵间咧，我会读下半节，同大家一齐分享。
Talks about the richness。
呢段经文话俾我哋听，讲神嘅丰盛。
That we have in relationship，
因为我哋同神有关系。
To the triune God，
因为系一个三一神嘅有，我哋同佢有关系。
I invite you into a story.
我想同大家讲一个故事。
This is a story of a small little church.
呢个系一个好关于一个好细小教会嘅故事。
In Ephesus.
喺以弗所呢个地区。
In the Asia Minor area.
喺小亚细亚嘅地方。
In modern Turkey area.
即系而家嘅土耳其呢个国家。
And this little church was planted by the Apostle Paul.
这个的教会是由使徒保罗建立的。
Along with other little churches.
在其他的小教会当中。
In Philippi.
也都是腓立比。
And in Colossus.
这个哥罗西。
Galatia.
加拉太。
In other places.
还有其他的地方。
And the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to this group of people.
使徒保罗就写一封书信给这些教会的人。
And he wanted to teach them.
他要教导他们。
These were new believers.
呢啲系初信嘅信徒。
Some of them were Greek.
有啲系希利人。
Some of them were Jews.
有啲系犹太人。
Some of them knew what it meant to understand who God was.
有啲人咧就啱啱先知道神系点样嘅一回事。
And some of them had no clue.
有啲人完全都唔知系咩一回事。
Other than they had come to a relationship with Jesus.
直到佢哋同耶稣基督发生有一个亲密关系。
And so he wrote this letter to teach them.
所以佢写呢封信要教导呢一帮人。
This is the church service I want to invite you into.
呢种咁嘅服侍神咧，我想咧将大家引入去。
You are now all Ephesian people.
现在我们个个人都已经混为一体了。
And you're going to hear a letter from Paul.
你就会听到保罗这封的书信。
To encourage you.
来到鼓励你。
To teach you.
教导你。
And to challenge you.
还有挑战你。
And to remind you.
还有提醒你。
Who you are.
到底你是谁。
So let's read together. Ephesians chapter 3.
我们一起要看第三章。以弗所书第三章。
He starts this part of this letter in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, with these words.
他在这里的这封书信在第三章第开始第十四节开始。
For this reason,
因此,
I kneel before the Father.
我在父面前屈膝。
For this reason,
因此,
what is he talking about?
那到底他指的是什么呢?
If you go back to Ephesians chapter 1 and 2 and 3,
如果我们翻翻转头去看以弗所书第一、第二、第三章,
he gives you reason,
他提出了一些理由,
why it causes him to get on his knees,
解释他为什么要在神面前屈膝,
and bring praise to the Father.
来到赞美神。
In Ephesians chapter 1,
在以弗所书第一章,
he talks about the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ. Spiritual blessings like salvation. Those of us who have come from darkness to light. Those of us who were separate from God, now with God. Those of us who have gone from slavery to sin. Freedom from sin. He talks about our wisdom in Christ. How we can learn more about who Christ is. He talks about our inheritance in Christ. And how the Holy Spirit is given as a seal. On our hearts. Until we all gather together someday in heaven. He talks about the overwhelming love of God. He uses the word lavish. The Father lavishes His love on us. Let's say that Eric and I go for and wash my car this afternoon. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And let's say that I have a bucket of nice warm water. And let's say I want to be a boy for a few minutes. And I want to have some fun with Eric. And I take my warm bucket of water. And I lavish him. Completely soaking him. The Father lavishes his love. On us. Isn't that a great picture? The Father, the Son, the Spirit. Loves you. Let that soak in. In Ephesians chapter 2, he talks about how we are made alive in Christ. How we were once separate from. How we were once aliens. How we were once incomplete. But because of Christ, we are now made alive. We were once dead in our sin. Slaves to sin. But now free. And made alive. And we can live a different life. A new life. A full life in Christ. He also talks about how we are made one in Christ. In this time of his writing, he was addressing the church that was made up of the Greeks and the Jews. And he says to them in chapter 2, you are now one. We are now together. Now think about that for us today. We are now one. Every tribe, every nation who loves Jesus Christ, we are one. No longer different. We have our unique cultures. But friends, we are one in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's nobody higher and nobody lower. We are one. So the Apostle Paul here says these words. For this reason, all of what I've just shared with you, I have to kneel down before God. And I have to say thank you. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Doesn't that just overwhelm you? This is a prayer that brings together the Trinity of God. This is a prayer that brings together the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. I was reading a book recently entitled Experiencing the Trinity, written by Daryl Johnson, a pastor here in Vancouver. And that book was so challenging to me. I learned so much about the Trinity
that
I just had to preach about it. And this passage of Scripture pulls it all together and helps us. Three words I want you to remember today. You may forget everything else that Eric says. Please remember these three words. The first word is this. Friends, we are rich in family. We are part of the family of God. You are part of the family of God. To be a part of the family means that we belong. It means that we are home. It means that we are together. My name is Brian Dirksen. Dirksen is a name that has much history. I have my mom and dad. I have four brothers. I have 400 relatives. In Manitoba. A rich heritage. That goes back centuries. People that loved God for hundreds of years. People in my family that lost their life because of their love for God. I have rich heritage. I am blessed to be a part of a family. And I am blessed to pass that on to my children. And my grandsons. And for this heritage to keep going. The richness. The fullness. Of the family. Of God. We are part of a big family. Recent estimates would say over 1 billion people are Christ followers, are a part of the family of God. So being a part of a family means that we experience the fullness of the family. Being a part of God's family means that we have the glorious riches of all and resources of all of heaven. Given to us in abundance by Abba Father. Do you know what the word Abba means? It means daddy. It's not some father who sits out there somewhere, who rules without heart, but he is daddy that comes close to us, who understands our pain, who knows our hurts, who celebrates with us our joys, who guides us all the way. He is our Father. We are in His family. And the Apostle Paul wanted to remind this church, you are a part of the family of God. And we need to celebrate that. The second word I want you to remember. That we are rich in faith. Paul introduces here the second and third person of the Trinity. He talks about the power of the Holy Spirit. And he talks about the presence of Jesus Christ. In the passage of Scripture, the power of the Holy Spirit. He says, I pray that you will be strengthened. With the power of the Holy Spirit. This word power in Greek means
dunamis,
which is dynamite. I pray that you will have the dynamite power. You didn't yell it loud enough. Nice. Of the Holy Spirit. This is the power that brought creation into being. This is the power that split the Red Sea. This is the power that raised Jesus from the dead. And this is the power that is in you, brothers and sisters. That you will be strengthened with this power. In your innermost being. To the very center of your personhood. Into your soul. Into your mind. That he will pervade every part of you. So that you can live out this life called a Christ follower. I'm sure you live in the same world that I do. It is not always easy to live as a Christian. But the Spirit of God comes and gives us all that we need through His power. To live out our life. Rich in faith. In the power of the Holy Spirit. Rich in faith. In the presence of Jesus Christ. Listen to these words that Paul uses. That Christ may dwell in you. That Christ may live in you fully. That Christ may come and control your life. The word dwell. If you were to say to Helen and I, we would like you to come over as our guest today. I would come to your house. I would go to your entrance area. You may invite us into the living room. You may invite us into the dining room. Chances are I'm not going into your basement. You're not going to invite me into your bedrooms. Because I am a guest. The word dwell here means that you invite Christ into every part of your
life.
Every part of your body is indwelt by Christ. Not as a guest, but as full owner. He comes in and you give him the keys. You are in charge. Dwell. Paul says, I pray that you are rooted and grounded in this love of the Trinity. Rooted. Pastor Karen in the first service did a children's story about the depth and strength of the roots of trees and how they grow deep and hold together the tree that is above. That the love of Christ will grow deep into you. Holding together strong. Your life. Then he changes the picture. And he talks about being grounded. If you've ever built a house, you know that the very first thing you do is build a foundation. And then the house is built on top of that. That's the picture he's using here, grounded.
Sturdy.
Strong. Secure. That the presence of Christ will grow into you and be foundational in your life. And then he goes on to use words like grasp. Take hold of. Understand. Grip. Receive. Hold tight. Grasp. The love of Christ. For you. How wide. How long. How high. How deep. Is God's love. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a beautiful picture? That's what we are, and that's what we have in Christ. As a part of the family. Of God. We are rich in family. We are rich in faith. And we are rich in friendship. Because we have friendship with God. We are no longer called slaves. We are no longer separated from. We are no longer aliens. But we are friends. With God. A friendship that when he lives in us, and as he changes us, we are then given the responsibility to live that out through us. And as we have friendship with God, we then have friendship with one another. When we have friendship with God, and we are rich in that love, then we are to take that love and lavish it, splash it around everybody that we come into contact with. Whether in this family, or in our neighborhoods, or wherever we are, we are to show that we are friends with God. The real God who really loves them. That's who we are. And that's the joy we get to live. God has chosen no other way but to bring the message of his love to this world but through the church, through the family. That's why we're here. If the only reason we were here was to encounter Christ, he would take us out. That's it. The job is done. But it's not done. And so Paul writes to this church. Reminds them that they're part of the family. Reminds them that they're very rich in faith. And reminds them that they have a friendship with God. And I leave those words with you. As a part of the family of God. I would like to pray for you this morning. I would like to pray for you this prayer. I actually want to pray this prayer over you. So let's bow together in prayer. I kneel before the Father and bless you as a part of the family of God. I pray that out of his glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power in your innermost being. And I pray that Christ may dwell in your hearts and I pray that you being rooted and established in love may have power with all the saints to grasp how deep and wide and long and high is the love of Christ. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. And we all say together, amen and amen.